Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Your confidence will not rise above your mental aptitude. Amen. Your confidence. Now, let me point something out here that's important about confidence. We don't purpose to be self-confident.
Amen.
There are those that are self-confident, that are self-made. That's how you see this business? I built this myself. Well, that might be a good thing that you did that, but that's the wrong attitude.
Amen.
And it's a very limited aptitude.
Amen.
Because you're focused on self.
Amen.
What we are, we must become God confident.
Amen.
What do we mean by God confident? This is the irony. When you are weak, then you are strong.
Amen.
Let me say that again. I got some strange looks here, but when you are weak, when you are weak,
amen,
then you are strong.
Amen.
When you are not self-confident,
amen,
then you have confidence.
Amen.
Hello. This is the way that it works. God confidence. Not self-confidence. Get up on the screen for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. This is destiny. See, everything is attached to your destiny. All that you will ever need, much of what you will ever desire to have in life, which there's nothing wrong with desiring to have.
Amen.
Or like I said, to be first. But there are ways that God has ordained for you to be that.
Amen.
And it's not in the rat race.
Amen.
It's not according to natural law or fleshly carnal law.
Amen.
It's according to kingdom law.
Amen.
So our ultimate goal is right here on the screen. It should be on the screen. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. But we all with open face. That's an interesting terminology there, open face. In essence, there's no veil.
Amen.
Israel, because of Moses being in the mountain with God for so long, when he came down, even with the tablets, the Ten Commandments, his face shone in such a brilliance that people were afraid of him.
Amen.
And so they put a veil.
Yes.
They had him to wear a veil over his face. But it says here, we behold as in a mirror. Let me see. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, or that word mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed. In other words, we don't have a veil there.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have anything blocking us from seeing God.
Amen. Amen.
But he says, as we behold, but we all with open face, no veil, beholding. Doesn't matter, you got to behold. People are used to glancing at stuff. It's like driving down the road and you got a nice landscape or scenery and you glance over at it, but you drive it. You just got a little look at it. That's how people sometimes treat the word. They glance at it.
Amen, amen.
While on the way to work.
Amen.
Or on their break.
Amen.
They take a glance at the word. No. Paul is saying here, as we behold, as in a mirror, get it back up, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. In other words, we, with no veil, looking in the mirror of the word, behold the glory of the Lord, it begins to change us.
Amen.
Come on, we're working on something here. See, self-talk. As you look into the Word, as you behold, behold,
amen.
Behold.
Amen.
You know what's coming to my mind right now is you hold it.
Yes.
Behold. In other words, you kind of awestruck, but you behold. As we behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are changed.
Yes, Lord.
You want to change?
Yes.
Get in the Word.
Amen. Amen.
Stop glancing at the Word.
Amen.
Stop falling asleep on the Word.
Amen.
Because the sleepy demon will try to get you. He will. You open that. You can open any book and read till you finish the book. Open the Bible. Ain't got half the chapter. Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Why? Because the devil knows. You want to change that self-talk? You want to renew your mind
yes.
to greater.
Yes.
And your destiny is greater than where you are right now.
Amen.
There's a whole lot more greater.
Yes.
I don't care how old or young you are, there's greater.
Amen.
Look at somebody, tell them there's greater.
Yes.
There's much greater. But see, remember, the mind is made up of the feelings and stuff. So a lot of times as we age, feelings, don't let the feelings lock you down.
Amen.
You know, Pastor and I went and saw Mother Page Friday. She's in a nursing home? Rehab. And you know, when I've been of just of this persuasion, when people are transported in the places like that, it's like, we're gonna pray. Then we walked up on her with her feisty self. She looks so good. I was pleasantly surprised, and I was amazed at how good she looked, and how still feisty she is, watching her westerns. Sit there. I was in the way. I said, "Oh, let me get out the way." We talked, and it was just a wonderful thing to see.
Amen.
You know. Okay. How God can transform.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. How God can sustain.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen. Yes. And I know it's a lot of it's due to the prayer of the saints.
Amen.
In that, but how good God is in a situation like that. I was walking up ready to kind of break through and just, you know, pray and see. And I realized, wow, we were just so blessed. And I had a chance to show her, I don't know if y'all remember, that birthday party y'all gave me over at the marina. It was a 50s, a 70s birthday party. Had people with big afros and stuff, and Mother Page was dancing. And I pulled up on my phone. I said, "I want to show you something." With your feisty self. I said, look at you. She was just going to town. Said, and they had a line. You know, some of y'all was in that line. Sister Val was in the line. Who else? You was in the line, yeah. Y'all was in the line. Uh-huh. It was just a joyous thing. Self-talk. Someone today, change the source of your information so you start talking to yourself differently. What you're listening to, let it be different. Stop allowing fear. Yeah, that I curse the root of that spirit of lack.
Amen. Amen.
That spirit of that fear of not having enough.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That fear of economic woe.
Amen.
That fear of things diminishing.
Amen.
The devil is a lie. There has never been a lack in the kingdom of God. Never will there be a lack in the kingdom of God. Amen. Whatever God have to do,
He has the power and authority, the ability to do it. And he will do it. He'll rebuke a nation for one person. No shortages with God. Get that picture out your mind. You belong to him. He's a king. He is authorized and he is obligated and responsible about your welfare.
Amen.
A king has to see about his citizens. We serve a good king. The king of all kings. How many know the earth is his and the fullness thereof? The cattle on 1,000 hills. How many know there's more than 1,000 hills? That's just a saying. In other words, everything belongs to God. Is there anything too hard? You got to get that self-talk in your mind. You come up on a difficult situation, that ought to be the first thing you think. Ain't nothing too hard for God. That means ain't nothing too hard for me. He is wisdom. There's a whole lot of stuff you don't need. You just need him. If you get him, he will disclose to you. He will show you where the good gold is. He will show you the path that the foul don't know, that the foolish haven't stumbled over. The highway called holiness. He'll show you. It's all in him. Everything we need, all you desire. I thank God he's not stingy.
Amen.
He's extravagant. Sometimes he'll ask you, how much can you take?
Amen. Amen.
Or how much can you receive?
Amen.
Self-talk. How you talking to yourself? What's up there?
Amen.
You mad at yourself? You always feeling not worthy?
Amen.
Shame. See, sometimes trauma, all these things try to form and fashion stuff in our thinking.
Yes, Lord.
But see, that's why he sent his word.
Amen.
To heal.
Yes, Lord.
To mend.
Yes, Lord.
What it seemed like we went without. We ain't without it on this side.
Amen.
God, listen, ain't no stepchildren on this side.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, and don't miss. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking that. What I mean, there's no individuals that have to go lacking in the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
But see, it's got to start within.
Yes, Lord.
Because the reality of your world is a reflection of what's going on inside.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. Some of y'all better get used to people getting jealous.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I mean that in a good way, but it's in a bad way too. God gonna bless you.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Outside my grave, with tears still.